In the Schiavo case, we've heard a great deal about someone being in a persistent vegetative state, for short, PVS. That's a condition that was named and described just over 30 years ago. The definition was further refined in the 1990s. Dr. James Burnett is a neurologist at Dartmouth Medical School. He has written on the subject of the PVS and a more recent medical coinage, the MCS, the minimally conscious state. Welcome to the program, Dr. Burnett.
Thank you very much.
First of all, is there a bright line test that defines a person with brain damage as being in a persistent vegetative state?
Well, the persistent vegetative state is a chronic disorder of consciousness in which the centers of the brain that are responsible for awareness have been damaged or destroyed, but the centers of the brain responsible for wakefulness remain intact. So the patient has the tragic and ironic combination of wakefulness without awareness. And this is an unusual combination that most people not experienced with examining these patients have a difficult time conceptualizing. The person's eyes are open and moving. They look like they're aware, but to the fullest extent that can be tested, there is no evidence of any psychological life, awareness of self or environment.
Is there a direct correlation between this state and specific injuries or diseases of the brain, or do we judge it entirely by the behavior of the patient rather than some look inside?
It's a syndrome, which means it can be caused by several different mechanisms. The most common ones are closed head injury, and the second most common would be cardiac arrest, where there is deprivation of blood flow and oxygen to the neurons in the brain. The neurons of the cerebral cortex and the thalamus are metabolically more active than those in the brain stem, and therefore more sensitive to a given level of impairment of oxygen and blood flow, so that it is a syndrome, but it's commonly caused by those two mechanisms.
Is it implicit in the idea of a persistent vegetative state that there can be no recovery of consciousness?
Not necessarily. It depends on the duration of the persistent vegetative state and secondarily on what causes the persistent vegetative state. If it's caused by a closed head injury, many people will be in a persistent vegetative state for months at a time or occasionally a year and can recover awareness, whereas in people who have had deprivation of blood flow or oxygen, once they've had it for several months, 3 to 6 months, very, very few will ever regain awareness.
Now, there is a condition called a minimally conscious state, MCS. How does that differ from being in a persistent vegetative state?
Well, the minimally conscious state is a relatively recent term in which the patient makes relatively few responses to stimulation, but those responses that they make indicate that they are aware of themselves and their environment.
If you were to examine a patient and there was some dispute as to whether this patient was in a minimally conscious state or a persistent vegetative state, is there a test you could perform that would provide you with a bright line distinction?
What we recommend that our colleagues do in this type of testing is to do very thorough, careful examinations looking for any evidence whatsoever of awareness. We present them with every stimulus possible. We talk to them and see if they have any movements or any other type of response that suggests awareness. We show them pictures. We bring in family members. We do anything that we possibly can that might elicit a response only if there are no responses whatsoever, or if there are only reflex responses that do not necessarily indicate conscious awareness, would we call such a person in a vegetative state?
Do you regret at all the word vegetative? The idea of wakefulness and motion just seems to be in conflict with being a vegetable. It perhaps might be a misleading misnomer.
Well, it's not only misleading, but it's derogatory.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is an unfortunate term. My colleagues chose this term over 30 years ago because of the definition of the word vegetative in the Oxford English Dictionary. The problem is, of course, that it sounds like the word vegetable,
yes,
which is a derogatory word that we would never use in such patients. And I think if those who are responsible for this terminology had to do it all over again, they probably would choose a different word.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us,
Dr. My pleasure.
Dr. James Burnett, who is professor of neurology at Dartmouth Medical School, spoke to us from Hanover, New Hampshire.